Remember the sick and the afflicted, our elderly. Remember any who might be traveling over the course of the next week or so. Remember Sister Sherry and her family. They go through this difficult time, at a difficult time of the year. Pray God's grace be poured out on her and her family. And pray for each other. The book of Jude, we want to read verse 17 through 25 for our text. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, eating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. He is able to keep us from falling. He is able to keep us from stumbling. He is able. But as we look at these things concerning He is able, we need to be reminded that we are not just left waiting upon God to deliver us. We're not passive in the equation. He's able to keep us from stumbling and falling into sin and error. And He will do that. We must believe He will do that, and we must believe He is able, but we have some responsibilities in the equation. He is able to keep us from stumbling. We must keep ourselves from stumbling. We must keep ourselves from falling, convinced that He is able to keep us from stumbling. And He will accomplish that to His honor and His glory. But there is a participation that we have in this thought. There's several things in this reading tonight that have a part of our keeping ourselves. We keep ourselves because He is able to keep us. We have a responsibility to keep ourselves from falling, believing He is able to keep us from falling. And He will do so. Verse 17, 18, and 19 of our reading. First step in our role of keeping ourselves from falling as we rely upon God to keep us from falling is to remember the Word. Amen. To remember the Word. But beloved, verse 17, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's most likely referencing Peter, John, and Paul principally. Because we find in the words of those three apostles words similar to what Jude is referencing in verse 18. Beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 18. How they told you. Remember how they told you. When did they tell them? They would have told them in Scripture. They would have told them in their preaching and in their teaching. They would have told them through their epistles. Remember the word that the apostles of our Lord spoke. Remember how they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. In 2 Peter, chapter 3. Here's some of those words from the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ, Peter. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of the apostles of our Lord and Savior. Peter references the Old Testament prophets. But he also references the commandments, the teachings, the preaching of the apostles of Jesus Christ. He being one of them and others. He says, I want you to remember in verse number 3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers walking after their own lusts, saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. This second epistle I write to remind you to remember the word. We have an obligation in our standing. We have an obligation in our relying upon the Lord's ability to keep us from stumbling. We have a responsibility in our part of the equation to remember the word. Peter had much to say about it in his epistles. Paul had much to say about it in his epistles. John referenced it in his writings about the last days, about the scoffers, about the false teachers, about those described in the book of Jude from verse 4 to verse number 16. We need to remember these things. Be prepared for these things. Accept these things are coming and will be on the increase. Back there in our text. Verse number 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Verse 20, the first part of the verse, tells us to build ourselves up on our most holy faith. Near as I can tell in my study and looking at this passage of Scripture, this entire book of 25 verses, is the faith we're told to build ourselves upon in verse number 20 is the same faith that we're told to contend for in verse number 3. When I wanted to write unto you about grace or salvation, it was needful that I write unto you, that you earnestly contend for the faith. Now, as he instructs us to keep ourselves in the love of God, to keep ourselves from falling, relying upon God who is able to keep us from falling, stumbling, we must remember the word, but we know the word teaches what the word says. And we must build ourselves upon our most holy faith. See, we're not to be passive. We're not to be bumps on the log. Earnestly contending for the faith once delivered takes more than just knowing the components of that faith. But it's building ourselves upon that most holy faith. It's growing. It's building a structure upon that most holy faith. Know what you believe. Know why you believe it. But build upon that. Be progressing on that. He is able to keep us from stumbling, able to keep us from falling. And we're charged with keeping ourselves from stumbling and falling. And we do that by remembering the word, being people of the word, and we do that by building ourselves upon our most holy faith. Grow in your understanding of the faith. Don't see it as just a set of principles on a page somewhere that you set aside and say, this we believe. But let it also be, this we will do. By the grace of God. And this we will grow to have better understanding, greater understanding, deeper understanding of. Because the tendency is to slide the other way. That's the ones he's describing in verse 4 through 16. A sliding away from. We're told to contend for. So we're not to slide away from, but we're to grow towards, to build upon our most holy faith. Grow in what you believe. Grow in your understanding of what you believe. For these are the days when the devil wants to steal it from you. Would like to see us stumble. And would like to see us fall. Second part of verse number 20 of our text. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Look at Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6. Verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Do you notice? In that 20th verse, just doesn't tell us to pray. Just doesn't tell us praying. is a part of our standing. It's a part of our part. But he says we're to pray in the Holy Ghost. That's something a little more involved. And there in Ephesians 6, where we just read in verse number 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication, but you can't stop there. It says more than that. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Now we need to take a good hard look at our prayer life. You wake up in the morning and you pray. You go to bed at night and you pray. Maybe you pray over your meals and give thanks as you should. Maybe you have private time, closet time, where you pray, commune with the Lord. In all of that praying, in all of my praying, in all of your praying, how much of that praying involves the Holy Spirit? That means praying under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. That means praying according to the will of God as the Holy Spirit directs us. Now, how do we do in our prayer life? He's able to keep us from falling, and we must keep ourselves from falling. And when we take these steps, God will keep us from falling, and all the glory will belong unto Him. But we must remember the Word of God. We must build ourselves upon our most holy faith, and we must do something more than just pray. We need to pray in the Holy Spirit. Our prayer lives need to be times when we get connected with God's Spirit and we pray according to His will. That kind of makes you want to gulp. Well, just how effective is my prayer life? Oh, I pray. Do I pray in the Spirit? Are my prayers pleasing to the Lord? Are my prayers according to what the Lord, not the flesh, but are my prayers according to what the Lord would have me pray for? He's able to give us all that we ask. Are we asking according to the leadership of the Spirit? I think it's James that says, if you ask to consume it upon your own lust, you're not going to get it. You pray strictly in the flesh, you're not going to get it. But the promise is He's able to give us whatever we ask or pray for, or ask or think for. But our praying must be in the Spirit, must be according to the leadership of the Spirit of God. Verse 21 of our text. We need to keep ourselves, believing He is able to keep us. And as we do our part in the equation and we keep ourselves from falling and from stumbling, He will keep us from falling and stumbling to His honor and His glory. But we must remember His word. Remember the Word of God always, or else you're going to fall. Build yourself up on your most holy faith. Know what you believe, but grow and develop and build upon that, or you're going to fall. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Don't just pray, but pray in the Holy Ghost. You don't have a Spirit-led prayer life, you're going to fall. Then in verse 21, he says, keep yourself in the love of God. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Doesn't get any plainer than that, does it? He is able to keep us from falling, able to keep us from stumbling. But we have a responsibility to keep ourselves, relying upon Him who is able to keep us. And in the end, He's going to keep us. But we must remember the word, build ourselves upon our most holy faith, pray in the Holy Spirit, and keep ourselves in the center of God's love. Doesn't that smack of responsibility? Keep yourself in the love of God. I don't think you have to strain to understand that. Somebody, I was reading this past week, one of the commentators said, when it comes to understanding, keeping yourself in the love of God, think of the love of God as sunshine, as the light of the sun. And here we're instructed to keep ourselves in the love of God, keep ourselves in the sunlight. There are decisions, there are choices, there are lifestyles, there are things that we do, there are things that we bring into our life, we allow to come into our life, that does what? Takes us out of the sunlight. And how we live our life and the decisions we make and the choices we make and what we do and what we don't do has a great deal to do with how we keep ourselves in the love of God. Don't go into the shade. Don't go inside away from the sunlight. Don't make those decisions that are going to bring shade into your life. But keep yourself in the love of God. Keep yourself in that sunshine of His love. Look at 2 Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians. Chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that you both do and will do the things which we command you. Notice this fifth verse. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God. Into the patient waiting for Christ. The Lord direct your paths. The Lord direct your hearts. The Lord direct your ways into the love of God. Into the love of God. Stay in the sunshine of His love. Godliness, holiness. Making right decisions. Staying in the Word, building ourselves upon our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Do all the things that's going to keep you in the sunshine. Because it's our responsibility to keep ourselves in the love of God. And of course, we always maybe over-explain. We talk about such things, our responsibilities. We always get past our responsibilities quickly into, well, we can only do that by the grace of God. That's always true. But by passing too quickly from our responsibilities to we can only do that by the grace of God, a lot of times there's not enough stress put upon our responsibility. Salvation of a soul. Nobody's going to be saved lest they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. So what's that require? Our telling people about Jesus Christ. Nobody's going to be saved lest they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of their soul. So we shouldn't have to apologize for telling sinners, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a place and there's a time for explanation that we can only do these things by the grace of God, so on and so forth. But we rush too quickly to those things and gloss over our responsibilities. People need to be told to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. They need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ now, while it is day, while there is opportunity. They need to be told, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're going to be saved. We don't have to overqualify it. Just tell them the truth, the whole story of Jesus Christ. We're told to keep ourselves in the love of God. We can only do that by the grace of God. But don't gloss over your responsibility. What are your choices? What are your decisions? How are you course charting your life? Are you keeping yourself in the center of His love? Are you constantly fleeing into the shady areas of compromise, worldliness, and ungodliness? Remember the word. Build yourself upon your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. Keep yourself in the love of God. Then, verse number 21. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. What's he talking about? What mercy of the Lord is going to lead us unto eternal life? We already have eternal life. But there is a sense when we can say we don't possess it. It's not ours yet. But it will be ours when He comes. It will be ours when we're raptured out. It will be ours when we're caught up. It will be ours when we're in the presence of the Lord, as Paul finished with the passage there in 2 Timothy. I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. That day meaning the presence of the Lord. And all of these following points we're trying to make build to our being in the presence of the Lord. And that's what the mercy of the Lord in verse number 21 is talking about. We're looking for the mercy of the Lord. We're looking for that day of His coming. We're looking for that day when He's going to show us mercy. A mercy, an action, an activity, a compassion that brings us into eternal life. I'm going to live forever because He's able to keep that which I've committed. But I'm still living here. And if He doesn't come, I'm going to have to die. Or the Lord's going to have to come to prevent my dying. So I don't possess it fully yet. But one day Christ is going to come. And we need to be looking for that mercy that leads us unto eternal life in Jesus Christ. I think I've said this recently. I've heard others say it. People get tired of hearing, look for the Lord. They get tired of being told, Jesus is coming. That doesn't change a thing. We still need to be told to look. We still need to be looking. Because in all of this book of Jude and in all of these words from the other apostles tells us these last days includes a great falling away. A great number of people saying, where is the promise of coming? We don't believe that anymore. We're not looking for that anymore. We don't expect that anymore. But God's true people who believe He is able to keep that which He's committed, we've committed unto Him against that day. God's true people will be looking for him and will not grow weary of being told to look for him. It's a good little rule to put down in your mind. There's something wrong spiritually when you don't want to hear Jesus is coming. There's something wrong with us spiritually when we grow weary of being told Jesus is coming again. There's something wrong with us spiritually when that doesn't elicit excitement within us. He's coming again. Tell it to me again. We must remember the word, build ourselves upon our most holy faith, pray in the Holy Ghost, keep ourselves in the love of God, and look for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. To eternal life. He is able to keep us from falling. And we're charged with keeping ourselves from falling. We keep ourselves from falling when we take these steps that are outlined for us here in the book of Jude. And as we keep ourselves from falling, he will keep us from falling. And in the end, he will get all the honor and the glory because it's all him. I hope that makes some sense to you. We have a responsibility not to be passive, but to be involved in our standing. And standing means requiring, remembering the word, building upon the most holy faith. Not just believing it, but contending for it, building upon it. Praying in the Holy Spirit, not just speaking words to God as a calm conversation, but getting into the Spirit, being led of the Spirit to pray and how to pray. Staying in the sunshine of God's love, looking for the return of Christ unto eternal life. That's how we keep ourselves. Let's stand together.